It's a weekly feature, it's a really great time. We'll have a fun time, we'll have a nice time. It's a weekly feature, so what do you know?
My name's Chris.
And your name's Joe. No, it's not. Sorry.
What?
Sorry, my name.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the weekly feature. How are you doing, Joe? How was your week? You had jury duty, didn't you?
Yeah, I was supposed to, but got out of it.
Oh, how'd you manage that?
I just called in a bomb threat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bad news is I've got to go back next week, though.
Oh, why's that?
I'm on trial for calling in that bomb threat.
Oh, God, that doesn't sound very good.
It's all right, though. Got a little trick up my sleeve.
You're not going to call in another bomb threat, are you?
Now a word from our sponsors.
Come on down to Crazy Dave's Fried Chicken Asylum, where our prices are insane. You'd be clucking mad seeing anywhere else.
We love coming to Crazy Dave's. The chicken's so good, it's mental.
Oh yeah, the flavors are unhinged.
Crazy doesn't even do Crazy Dave's justice. He's bipolar too, with paranoid delusions.
They won't let him see his kids anymore.
He's sexually aroused by fire.
Try our loaded lithium fries, our frozen panko encrusted thighs, and now our wing challenge. Can you dig 30 wings wearing my Crazy Dave's straitjacket?
Sexually aroused by fire.
They won't let him see his kids anymore.
Yeah, anyway, we got some chicken if you want to get some chicken.
And now it's time for our brand new, regular, weekly feature, A Day in the Life.
For the first episode, we follow expatriate Michael Thorpe for a day in the life of a Hollywood tour guide.
It's 11 a.m. on Hollywood Boulevard, and for Michael Thorpe, the working day is just getting started.
Good morning. Morning, how are we all doing? Good, ready to have some fun? Right, come on, let's go and have a look at the van first. Don't be shy, come on, follow me. Yeah, first thing I like to do every single morning is just a quick inspection of the old beast, Betty, as I like to call her. Lots of people ask me if she's named after Betty Davis. She isn't. It's a different spelling. Different spelling of Betty. Anyway, classic van, as you can see. Two wheels at the back, two wheels at the front. You've got your steering wheel and your window. You know what a van is. You know what a van is. Beautiful golden colour is what she used to be when I first got her. Gorgeous she was. Beautiful gold. You can see now it's more of a faded piss yellow. But that's the... That's the price you pay for eternal sunshine, I guess, isn't it? Go and have a look. Don't be shy. Have a look round.
For a Hollywood tour guide, passengers are not guaranteed. Michael often has to hustle on the street.
Social media? What do you mean social media? Oh, you mean like Twitter and Facebook and all that? I don't fuck with that, to be honest, son. Nah, I don't bother. I like to get out. I like to meet people face to face. You know, not all that cyber streaming bollocks. I like to get down with the pub. Look, watch this. Classic. Hello there, little boy. Come here, son. Have a look. Hey, what's your name? Hey? Hey, what's your name, eh? Bobby? Well, Bobby, do you want to see where Michael Jackson lives? Oh, he's gone. Do you mean he's dead? When? That's a big chunk out the tour, isn't it? No one told me.
A couple of hours later, and Michael has his first group of passengers.
Okay, can I have everybody's attention, please? Everybody, all right, shut up now. Time to shut up. Shut up talking. Thank you very much. Welcome and hello. Konnichiwa, guten tag, hola, bonjour and buongiorno. Welcome. Now, does anybody know what Eddie Murphy's house looks like? No? Perfect. Let's go.
With the rise of social media and celebrity becoming even more celebrated...
And if you turn to your left, the restaurant there is where Liam Neeson had his last meal.
It's an obsession that Michael doesn't share.
And is it difficult sometimes having to compete with this celebrity culture?
Celebrity culture? Celebrities? I couldn't give two flying shits about it, to be honest, mate. No, I don't care. I don't care about who's dancing with the bloody in the stars and who's having sex with Kim bloody Caravan. Or I'm a traditionalist, all right? For me, Hollywood died the day that Charlie Chaplin came to town.
That spot over there is where Bela Lugosi died. For my money, still the best James Bond.
And we'll check back in with Michael later.
That's right, but before all that, looking for somewhere fun to take the family this weekend? Good, our regular feature Out and About picks some of the best places to do that. And this week, Chris, you went to the beach, didn't you? Let's take a listen.
Out and About, brought to you by Mr. Fluffy's Comfy Mattresses. Stay in bed. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be my California world. The Beatles there with their smash hit, California Girls, a song about why so many girls and boys enjoy a day at the beach. And that's what we're here for, to enjoy a day at the beach. Not likely though for me, I really don't like the beach, it's really not for me. But that's what we're here for anyway, to enjoy a day at the beach. So let's get on with it. As those four lovely lads from Liverpool once said, it's time to do the Kokomo. Just looking around here at all the different people on the beach and what they're wearing and things, it's making me think of when I was a kid on a holiday in Spain, and the beaches there, they're a bit more liberal with the clothing. So women could go topless on the beaches there, and just thinking about it, that's probably the first time I was sexually aroused was one of those beaches, and I think that's fine. That's perfectly normal. Unfortunately for some kids, the first time they're sexually aroused is watching their uncle cut the head off a chicken, and it's not the kid's fault. But he's going to be a bit messed up from then on out. He's going to have a pretty tough adolescence, and from then on, you know, a life of crime at the very least. Really is a lovely day at the beach. This it really is, and I'm just still looking around at everyone, having a nice time, just doing their thing, and makes me think how fortunate we are to live in these times. If it was a different time, or a different beach, say, I don't know, the beaches of Normandy during the D-Day landings, I just wonder how these people would cope. They'd probably be cut to shreds by heavy artillery. An absolute storm of misery. These little toddlers here building this little sandcastle. Just imagine if they were part of the invasion. Even if they made it off the landing ships, they'd probably just sink under the weight of their own equipment in the shallow water. It's tragic, really, and just looking and just imagine just saving Private Ryan, basically, is what I'm picturing. Just, you know, total war, absolute full scale war, you know, taking place on this beach right here, right now. I mean, this surfer bro, well, look at him, he's coming over. I mean, he wouldn't stand a chance. Imagine him facing down a Nazi MG. Oh, yo. What's up, dude? Gnarly surf, huh? Take it easy, bro.
More fun in the sun with Chris later.
But first, it's time to get serious with the crime report.
Robbery.
Vehicular manslaughter.
Grand larceny.
Improper disposal of an animal. homicide,
loitering.
These are just some of the sins committed in our fair city of angels.
It's time for the crime report.
The latest crime figures are in, and a whopping 80% of you are against it.
Hello there, this is Bono from the U2, and when I'm not with the U2, I like to listen to the weekly feature with Chris and Joe. Now that is a beautiful day.
Stay tuned after the show for Tough Talk. This week's discussion is about the environment and our green future.
On the panel today, they have Tex Bacon from Lone Star Oil, Chopper Chopperson from Drill and Squirt Energy Conglomerate, billionaire Burt Bastard, who owns 2/3 of America's offshore oil rigs,
and a young lady from Laurel Canyon who simply calls herself Sunshine.
Tune in after the show to hear Sunshine get absolutely destroyed.
But before all that, back to Chris on the stunning Californian coastline.
Yeah, one of the things I really don't like about the beach is the sand. Yeah, the sand, there's a lot of it. And it gets everywhere. I mean, it gets everywhere. And I get nervous, actually, thinking about getting in places. And I've worn sandals. I've worn sandals today, which was a good decision. Because shoes and socks are not a good idea at the beach. I actually get very nervous watching films where there's the big scene at the end, and you've got the cop on the beach, and he's throwing his badge into the ocean, or he's just about to execute some crook off the clock. And I'm always disturbed by the fact that I'm not really invested in the stakes of the film. I'm worried that he's still got his shoes and socks off. Why doesn't he just take his shoes and socks off? Why don't you just take your shoes and socks off? It really is a lovely day at the beach, this. Still just looking around at everybody, having a great time, you know, building their sandcastles, playing in the surf, playing volleyball, you know, just reading a book, just catching some rays. Some people playing the music a little bit too loud, but on the whole, most people have been pretty respectful, and it really has been a lovely, lovely day at the beach. It makes you think about mass suicide, doesn't it? I mean, whales, they do it, don't they? They kill themselves on beaches just like this, all over the world. They choose to kill themselves en masse. One of the world's most magnificent creatures, one of the most intelligent mammals, would rather crush their own vital organs under their own body weight than go on living. Makes you wonder what they know that we don't. Most people will tell you that the main reason to visit the beach is for the beautiful, magnificent sunsets. It's 2 p.m. now, and it's not for a few hours, so I'm going to get out of here. Once you've seen a sunset, you've seen a sunset. Anyone that knows anything about LA knows there's a traffic thing to consider. So if you don't get out of here early, you're going to be stuck here all day, and you don't really want the day at the beach. So I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to have a load of time to kill when I get home, because I'll get home early, and that's just good planning. That's good planning for a day at the beach, and with all that extra time, I'm probably going to watch Saving Private Ryan, actually. I've been thinking about it all day, so I'm probably going to get home, and I'm going to watch Saving Private Ryan, and I'll probably also watch Mission Impossible as well, so a Thomas Hanks double feature. So looks like I'm not going to be disappointed.
And now it's time for the Dark Web Classifieds, where we delve into some of the darkest depths of the internet for some of those classified deals.
That's right. Salty from Long Beach has a shipping container full of Taiwanese women he's looking to shift.
Some wear and tear, several owners, perfect for Father's Day.
That is pickup only.
Pedro is selling his collection of classic 90s snuff films.
Featuring unforgettable titles such as Masochist Mercy and Deathjaw.
And for an extra $5, he's willing to throw in a VHS copy of Forrest Gump, signed by Gary Sinise.
Next, Paul Sutton from Woodland Hills. He says he's a computer analyst who enjoys long walks on the beach, farmers markets, and necrophilia.
And he's looking for somebody 80 years or older for friendship, or maybe more.
And that's all the Dark Web Classifieds!
Okay, we've still got a lot of stuff to get through and not a lot of time to do it. Chris, you interviewed Martin Luther King, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, play the tape.
Dr. Martin Luther King, thank you so much for coming in today. I hope the hotel was comfortable. How did you sleep?
I have a dream.
I think you mean you had a dream?
I have a dream.
No, I'm pretty sure it's had. You might want to work on your public speaking, Martin.
And now it's time to check back in with Michael Thorpe for the second part of our feature, A Day in the Life of a Hollywood Tour Guide.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. This is the house from Halloween. What? All right, Halloween. This is the house from Halloween 2. Anybody seen Halloween 5? No? Good. It's the house from Halloween 5, ladies and gentlemen.
Michael has just one rule for the customers of his tour. No photographs.
Photographs? No, 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 thank you. No. Photography, it's the devil's work, isn't it? The day they invented cameras, that's the day Hollywood died. All these kids nowadays with the bloody camera phones taking pictures of everything. If you want to see Jennifer Aniston's house, come out and see it for yourself.
And the spot to your left, ladies and gentlemen, is where Betty White overdosed. Very sad. A reminder that you should never mix heroin and cocaine. Sad part is, if she had picked just one of them, she'd be still with us today. But she got greedy. And this is where Alfalfa from the Little Rascals got arrested for soliciting an undercover police officer.
It's just before 7 p.m. and Michael is in the Hollywood Hills, making the last stop of the tour.
Right, so here we are, the last bit of the tour, the big finish, as they say, in the pornography industry. It's the Hollywood sign. It's a big sign that says Hollywood. But I mean, they like it. We let them have a run around, and they love it. They come the pants over it, to use the pornography analogy from a second ago. I mean, they can't get too close, that's the thing. And one of the lights is fucked at the moment, so you can't really see it. But they've seen it on postcards and stuff, and I tell them what it says. It says Hollywood. Anyway, it's getting a bit late, so let's get him back on. Come on, you lot. Come on, back on the van. Hey, what are they doing? Come on. Oh, not now. Come on, Betty. Come on, love. Come on, Betty. She won't start. Bloody shitty van won't start. Come on, you bitch. You fucking shit van! You shit fucking piss coming fucking van! You fuck! Alright, ladies and gentlemen, change of plan. We're gonna be walking. Extended walking tour. Yeah, that's right, extended walking tour. No extra charge, unless you want to. Actually, donate. It's donation based, but we're gonna walk back to the depot so you can see wherever the fuck we are. Don't, you gotta worry up though, because it is getting dark. Come on, don't lag. Shit.
Michael's dedication to his work never subsides, and even during the long walk home through the hills, he continues to regale his customers with tales of glitz and glamour.
Anybody heard of the Hillside Stranglers?
And now it's time to go to the phones with your complaints.
No, we're not calling it that, remember? We're calling it... It's called Your Voice.
Oh, yes, you're right. Absolutely. Yeah. So now it's time to go to the phones, listen from you, our listener, for your voice.
Your voice.
With your complaints.
No.
I'm coming. Don't hang up. Hang on. Hold your horses. Bloody hell. Jesus, I'm coming. I'm coming. Jesus. Bloody hell.
Hello?
I told you never to call me here, you son of a bitch.
And I think that for any of the young girls who were listening last week,
you
should have set a bad example. I think you're setting a terrible example, and I think
you... Yeah, why don't you stick it up your ass?
Oh, really? I fought in several wars for little maggots like you, and I think...
Do I sound like I give a shit?
No, you don't talk to me
like
that.
Do I sound like I give a shit?
Oh, my God. My son and I waited 4 hours in the freezing cold for the chance to meet you because you promised him an autograph and you walked straight past. What do you say to that?
What's your son's name?
Jimmy.
Yeah, well, tell him to grow up.
I think your show is blasphemous. I think your show is filth. I think your show is evil. I do.
What's your name?
My name is Reverend Mark Little. Yeah.
Spend a lot of time on phone-ins, do you, Reverend? Big man upstairs, don't take your calls anymore.
Now, just wait a minute.
Wow. That wasn't easy to listen to. Don't think we'll do that again.
No, well, we won't be able to. We don't have time. There's just far, far too many complaints to get through.
Great. Well, with that in mind, please do join us next time on the weekly feature.
Bye. Bye.
Next week on the weekly feature, Joe begins his prison sentence.
Hi, boys. Hey, how are we doing? So I guess we're bunking together. Oh, what's that you've got there? That looks a bit sharp. Actually, I don't think you're allowed those. Warden! Warden!